this item. Item number five on the foreclosure mediation project.
Number five is from the Clerk of Circuit Court requesting authorization to receive not more than $475,000 in funding from Wisconsin Department of Justice pursuant to the Joint State Federal Mortgage Servicing Settlement with the nation's five largest mortgage services and to execute a professional service contract with Metro Milwaukee Mediation Services, allowing for the expenditures of these funds within the existing Metro Milwaukee Foreclosure Mediation Program and the Wisconsin Foreclosure Mediation Network, beginning upon receipt of funds as early as October 1st, 2012, and continuing until funds are depleted in 2031 of 2013 or later.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, my name is John Barrett. Again, I'm the Clerk of Court. I have Deb Tuttle from Metro Milwaukee Mediation Services. This has been a remarkably successful program that we have in our office, and it's a public-private partnership where individuals who are facing foreclosure have an opportunity to get into mediation. One of the difficulties is that, frankly, individuals who are facing foreclosure don't know what to do, don't know who to talk to, and this program gets the individuals together and has resulted in several hundred people being able to stay in their homes. With success, though, comes no good deed comes unpunished, and so the state has asked that this program expand statewide. And we, as far as the bottom line, we are essentially a pass-through for the funding from the Department of Justice to the Metro Milwaukee Mediation Services. And so they're going to give us additional money, but they still have committed over $200,000 for Milwaukee Mediation Services. But then they also are asking that additional monies be spent outstate. And so that's the total amount, and I'll let Ms. Tuttle speak to you.
Good morning, Ms. Tuttle.
Good morning. So, Mr. Chairman, would it be helpful to just give a brief overview of the specifics of the program?
Please.
And then go into some of the finances?
Please.
So thank you first to the board that approved the program back in January, early February. We moved from Marquette University Law School, formerly to the Clerk of Court's office. Since then, what we projected would happen has happened, and even better. We connect homeowners with a representative from their servicer, their lender, and that servicer has authority to make decisions about their loan. That is the key ingredient to our program. Homeowners are seeking some kind of a alternative to foreclosure, a modification, a repayment plan, something that will bring them current. And by getting those people to the table, we can accomplish that. We're well over 500 retentions. Research indicates that a foreclosure has a combined cost to a community of over $70,000. That's in increased services to those sites, homeowners lost, the cost of the foreclosure. So you can just imagine, you know, there's significant savings by preventing every single foreclosure.
It, ma'am, is that national, regional? Is this state of Wisconsin?
Metro Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We have refined our processes. We are taking advantage of technology. I don't know if you've known people who've gone through foreclosure, but what you'll hear is I've sent my package, my request for a modification, over and over and over again, and they never get it, or they get it and they say it's not right. We have utilized some technology that ensures that those packages are correct and that they're received. It's like a shared online portal, and everybody involved can see it. And we've been asked to expand the use of that technology statewide. So in the summer, we were asked to prepare a proposal to set up services so that not just the southeastern Wisconsin area would be able to participate, but all of the state would have access to foreclosure mediation services. We divided the state up into regional centers, and we identified a location for housing administrator in each of those regional centers. And we've actually got two close to up and running. And the idea is to help them get set up and then for them to be independent once they are set up. Chairman, if you'd like me to move to some of the specifics of the financials or if there are any questions about how the program operates.
That's fine.
Okay. So The majority of the funding remains in Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County, by far, has the highest number of foreclosures throughout the state. There are about 26 to 28 foreclosure filings in the state annually, and about 10,000 of those are in the metro Milwaukee area. So the funding should remain proportionate to those allocations. In the first year, 2012, and we've advanced some of these funds with our fee revenue, of that amount, $20,000 goes to the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. They've been operating with funds from other dollars, and they are looking for reimbursement. They help homeowners. They represent homeowners in the foreclosure mediation process. $32,000 is in our operating budget from some of these shared expenses, and $45,000 is allocated to these regional centers to help get them set up. So that's 2012. 2013, $230,000 is for the Metro Milwaukee operating budget that stays in Milwaukee County. $40,000 is for the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee to assist Milwaukee homeowners. And the remainder of the funds is to continue to launch these regional centers providing legal services, housing counseling services, and set up of those regional administration centers. Mr. Barrett had said, all of the funds are coming from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, and they've already signed off.
And the money comes from the settlement of the lawsuit.
Excuse me, Department of Justice, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The funding comes out of the settlement monies that came from the foreclosure lawsuits against the banks and other financial institutions.
I'm surprised. I thought all that most of that money went to the state's bottom line.
It did. They did throw us 270 some thousand with regard to this program, and we're grateful for that.
We may see you again about a year from now. There are some funds hopefully set aside from those settlement proceeds to continue operation of the program through 2014 if the foreclosure numbers remain at a high level.
But this program has been remarkably successful, and to save 500 people, to have 500 people stay in their homes is a remarkable tribute to Deb and her staff, and it's something that we are very grateful is happening in our community.
How many regional centers will be set up?
Five.
Five regional centers. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments? By committee members. We have a resolution attached to this particular item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How can one find out about this program?
Are you doing
the outreach, or?
You know, the homeowners, they're our market, and mm-hmm. we have a direct marketing plan, basically. When they receive the summons and complaint of foreclosure, attached to it is a description of our program and an application.
Okay.
We also have a website that has information.
We have incorporated in our local court rules the requirement of notification in a foreclosure that an individual be notified that this is available to them.
And that 500 number was just last year?
It would be over...
over about 3 years.
That's great. Great program. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Good motion for approval.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I was just asking if we had a motion.
No, we don't.
Oh, I would move approval.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves approval of item number 5. Any further comments, questions? Supervisor Jersey.
Okay, the only other, I was also going to move approval. You used the word Metro Milwaukee. What is your understanding of that definition?
Waukesha County and Milwaukee County. Waukesha County makes up, 15% of our activity. but since January of 2010, we've served Waukesha County as well.
And there's no property tax dollars supporting this program?
No.
Correct. That's correct.
Thank you.
It comes from the Department of Justice funding, all of it.
All the costs are provided through the grant?
Correct.
Is this located in the clinic that you have downstairs?
Actually, this is it. We have, they are located at the luxurious digs of our mezzanine, which is
even better.
We're grateful. I mean, we have sometimes six people in one office. We are grateful for this space. We don't need an intercom.
One more.
Supervisor Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Does the website indicate where the regions are? The location, excuse me, the centers?
I don't believe we've uploaded that yet, but I do have a map.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have copies.
All right, well, I can get that later, but what about when one's having trouble with their taxes? Do you guys assist with foreclosures due to averting taxes?
The best that we can do is refer them to Legal Aid Society, because the modification programs that are available to other types of foreclosure, the mortgage foreclosures, are not available with tax foreclosures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Joseph?
Aye.
Hipscom?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 8-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 6,